Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November 12th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Ringo's full of history, and with us today, we have some very special guests to talk about their memories and experiences in Ringo. Laura and Danica from Long Term Care came in today with three guests. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. So, hi, everybody. How are you?
I'm feeling great.
Great. And will you introduce yourself to the microphone?
I'm Janet Charles.
Janet Charles. Okay. And then...
Charlotte Brown.
Sorry. Oh.
Charlotte Brown.
Charlotte Brown, how are you today?
Oh, I have good days and bad days with my stomach.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's today for you?
Oh, well, hopefully good.
Okay. And how are you today?
Fat, old, and ugly.
And what's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Elmer Mork.
Elmer?
Elmer Martin Mork.
Okay, great. Okay, so Elmer, can you just tell the community here what year you were born in, and did you grow up here?
December 2nd, 1929, I think it was.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. And were you born here?
No, I was born in Hoonah.
Oh, in Hoonah.
Alaska.
When did you move to Wrangell?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been in Wrangell lots of times, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and what do you like about Wrangell?
My wife. Well, Wrangell's a good, probably about the safest place in Alaska.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you look at the weather and the globe.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the earthquakes come from and all that junk.
That's true.
You got a breaker on both sides.
Yeah.
You think I can't hear? Me bloody knows that thing.
we have Laura and Danica helping with move the microphones because there's only two microphones between the three guests. So yeah, and then Charlotte. So what year were you born?
1940, February 14th.
Oh wow. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and were you born in Wrangell?
No, I was born in Metlakatla.
Metlakatla. When did you move here in Wrangell?
Oh, crap. I can't
remember. Elementary school?
What?
Was it in elementary school? Or yeah. Were you adult?
Elementary school.
Elementary school?
Yeah.
What's one thing that you remember when you moved here? Do you...
No, I don't.
No, yeah. Okay. And what about you? What were you born here?
No, I was born in Craig on Prince Wales Island.
Oh wow. And what year were you born?
1940.
And so when did you move to Wrangell?
Well, I was sent here out of Craig. I first sent to Sitka and then they sent me here.
Oh wow, how old were you?
Oh, I've been here just over a year.
Oh, you were here for a year. It's just for the past year, and so you grew. So you did you live in Craig the whole time?
I was born and raised there. Raised my family there.
Oh wow, and so from Craig you moved here.
Well, not by choice. I didn't want to leave home.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be able to go home soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Wrangell do you like?
Well, the people are really nice once I've met here. Mm-hmm.
Is it a different nice than Craig? Or
No, Craig's smaller than Wrangell, of course. But the people are friendly.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been there yet. Yeah. So what's one thing what's a favorite memory that you've had over the year here in Wrangell?
Well, the holidays here are always made very special, and the birthdays.
The birthday. Did you spend your birthday here?
Yes.
When's your birthday?
September 26th.
So it just happened. Happy birthday. And what did you do for your birthday?
Well, it just so happened that day I had received a ton of my clothes that I had ordered.
Perfect.
So I had a good birthday.
That's a good time. You got it in the mail?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great gift. Charlotte, hi. So, what do you have you were here, were you here as a teenager? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a significant memory? What was Wrangell like as a teenager?
Oh, I like Wrangell.
Yeah. What did you do in Wrangell?
I was working at Diamond Sea, the hotel.
Oh, wow. And how was that?
That's pretty good. I kind of miss working down there.
How long were you there for?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah. So you met a lot of people?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any memories of, like, interactions and stuff with people that you met over at the hotel?
Oh, there's a lot of them, but I can't remember them, though.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to forget.
Yeah.
There's so many people going through our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you never left Wrangell then, huh? No? And what else did you do? Who were your friends here?
Oh, I got a lot of them. I can't remember all their names. I got this one over here and this one here, that one there.
Pretty important. Yeah. Did you have any hobbies here? No? Yeah? Yeah, and so... puzzles. Do you like...
Yeah, I like working on puzzles. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. So, what's the largest number of, you know, puzzle pieces that you put together?
1,000.
A thousand. How long does it take usually?
Probably about 3-4 days and I get done with it.
Seems like it's about that season anyway to start doing puzzles. Yeah, so when you were growing up here, what was Wrangell like? How was it different?
Oh, it hasn't changed. I was born and raised in Metacatla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Then my husband, I got moved up here and then we got married and then he's in the hospital now.
Mm. Where is he in Wrangell?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in the room next to me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you guys are still together. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Elmer, hi.
Hello.
So you were here as a teenager, right?
I didn't hear you.
Were you here as a teenager?
A couple times.
Yeah. When did you move here again?
Oh, man. 1940-something.
Yeah. And you were an adult? Why did you move here?
Oh, I didn't move here then. I've been on seine boats and all that junk and, you know, fishing. And I came here and, yeah, liked to hunt. Because my buddy lived here. Bill Hammer.
Okay.
And so we jumped on a boat and come down to go up the river and get a moose. And we did.
Yeah.
And That was my first trip here.
And
off and on, you know, on boats, seine boats and halibut boats like that. I'm a fisherman.
Yeah. What boat did you fish on?
Lots of them. I had the Valiant here I bought in Wrangell. After we were married about 30 years, Pat said, I think you better go buy a boat. What do you say? She said, think you better go buy a boat. That was, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I did. I took my shoes off and he said, what are you doing? I'm going to go get a boat. So I flew to Juneau and
yeah.
Come back 2 days later, 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. And what was a good year?
Huh?
What was a good year here for you? Do you, like, I guess you don't, you must have had a good year, right?
Each day is better now.
Oh.
Yeah. Any time I can open my eyes.
Yeah.
Wrangell's a good place. It's one of the safest places in Alaska. If you look at the map and look at how the weather works.
Definitely. We're protected.
We're protected from the ocean, from any tsunamis. It's just probably the safest place in Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would kind of think so. And then met my wife. And, well, I took her and her little brothers and sisters to the movies. And I was fishing with her grandpa. I wanted to learn how to catch shrimp. And finally, one day, she grabbed my hand. And the rest is all happened.
Who was your wife? Who's your wife? What's your wife's name?
Patricia.
Patricia.
Yeah, used to be Patricia Lewis. Grandma adopted him from her son, I think it was, because he was in the Merchant Marine. And I was just taking him to the movies and stuff, which we didn't fish on Saturday or Sunday, one of them. Anyway, one day she reached over and grabbed my hand. And that was it.
So she made the first move.
Huh?
She made the first move, your wife, Patricia? Well,
yeah.
She
didn't bother girls. I had no use for them. The only girl I ever had.
Aw, yeah.
Well, there were lots of them around, especially when I started going with Pat. I had to get a job here because, you know, if we were going to get married, and it took about 2 years, I had to become a Catholic, and she laid the law down, so, and it was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, yeah. What? Tell me about the movie theater here.
Oh, Dick Ballard had a little movie. The house is still down there, but, you know, nobody goes to movies anymore. Too much TV on. I guess that's the reason why I stopped. Because Pat and I'd go to the movies, you know, on the weekend when I wasn't working and she was... didn't work when I was, she picked shrimp.
Yeah. And how was fishing for shrimp or shrimping? I don't even know the...
I can't hear.
How was fishing for shrimp Is that the right?
Oh, use a trawl. It's a big beam. I had one for my boat. It was 36 foot and big shrimp bag behind. You just drag it along the bottom. Yeah, it depends on what you want to catch, you know. Yeah.
Was it a good time?
Good and handy. Her grandpa and his brother both had shrimp boats, and I went out with her grandpa, and I was trapping down here with Bill Hammer. And we fished up to Bradfield and all over the place.
Mm. Yeah, and what was the longest time away while you were getting shrimp?
Oh, shrimp every day.
Okay.
The cannery was right here in town.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing that got me started. And one day she grabbed my hand and we were at the movie and never let go.
Yeah.
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 It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we've been married. What year?
How old were you when you got married?
20, no, yeah. 24, after I got out of the service, I stayed here for a while and she wasn't here yet. She lived in California, orphan. Anyways, when I come in, she stayed with Grandma and Grandpa, and I fished with Grandpa. So. Then one day she grabbed my hand, never let go.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
Mm. Yeah.
I think she's still the prettiest girl in the world.
Well, good.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she is.
Real nice disposition. Couldn't ask for better.
Yeah, and you were in the service.
Do what?
You were in the service?
Oh, yeah, I was in the Army.
Well, yesterday was
Veterans. I got drafted. Huh?
Yesterday was Veterans Day. Yeah, thank you. What? Yeah.
I don't keep track of those things.
It's fine.
Done my share.
That's right.
It was a Korean War. Was going on when I was in the service. And it got to be winter time, and I skied on all the mountains out of Juneau. That's when I was about 11 till I was pretty old. I had my buddies going to Juneau. They worked in the fish houses in Pelican and stuff in the summer. And we just went hunting and fishing and had a good time. Made money every time we turned around. Mm. Then I think I bought some land here. Yeah. Different stuff.
Yeah.
It's still out there someplace.
Yeah.
I don't know if I own them yet or not. But.
Yeah. And did you guys live in town?
Huh?
Did you guys live in town?
Well, I got out of the service and and she said I had to stay in town. So it took about 20 some years, I suppose. So I went and got a job at the Institute. Luckily, I just got out of the service. And so I beat the other guys to the job. On account of that.
Yeah.
And so Pat kept me on the beach for about 30 years. And she said, Elmer, you better buy a boat. So I take my shoes off. I said, what did you say? You better buy a boat. I thought, man,
okay. Put my shoes on. She says, where are you going? Going on, go get the boat. It was a weekend, and I didn't have to work on the weekend. So I grabbed a buddy of mine, had a charter plane, jumped on a plane, take me to Juneau. Yeah, I went to Juneau, bought the valley. And,
wow.
And 2 days later, I was in town, and it was Christmas.
It was Christmas, yeah.
Had a pretty good storm to make it home. But a good sea boat.
Wow.
And when I got to town, the guard busted on one side. It pounded in a dock. I just put a big piece of plastic over it and tacked it on the boat and headed for Wrangell.
Wow.
2 days later, I was in Wrangell. And, well,
yeah. What was the name of your boat?
Valiant.
Valiant. Okay.
And I had to come here, but I guess I was getting too old anyway.
You know.
So I got rid of the boat. Hmm. One of my nephews, I guess, bought it out of Sitka. Good little boat.
Yeah. And then how long have you been in long-term care?
Long-term care.
Where are you?
Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or wherever you're living. How long have you lived there for?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, you've been living for a year in long-term care?
Oh, no. We have had a house, and then we had to get rid of it. Now they just boss me around a little bit.
Mm.
But can't do nothing else anyway. Eat and sleep. You get to be 90, you. Not much you can do.
Yeah, you're 90 years old?
Huh?
You're 90?
94 or 95, something like that.
Yeah, 94. And Charlotte, how old are you? You don't have to answer. I know that's rude to ask.
And she talks too low.
64.
You're 64. So I hear you like cats, right? You have cats?
Not with me now, huh?
Okay. How many cats have you had?
Four. What? Till they died.
Mm. Yeah.
Old age.
I'm sorry. What were their names?
Well, one was Trixie. God, it's been so long, I can't remember their names.
Mm. Yeah. And what colors were they?
Black, white, and gray.
Okay. Great. Yeah. And so, what did you go to the movie theater here in Wrangell?
Yeah. Did I? I don't think I did.
Did you go when Dick Ballard owned it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was your favorite movie? Like,
a lot of westerns and all different kinds. I like a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you hunt and fish here earlier? Yeah. Did you hunt and fish earlier here? No. Yeah. So you raised cats and. Yeah. And then I like your jacket.
You do?
Yeah, it's fleece, I'm guessing. And It's like purplish with different shades of purple, I would say. Yeah. And I assume you cooked, right? Like, do you have a favorite meal that you cooked in Wrangell?
Some of them do.
Yeah. What do you like?
I like all kinds of food. Except spicy ones. I can't eat the spices.
Yeah. Is there anything you miss about the town over the years that may not be?
My family.
Yeah.
My kids. I had my one son up here a few days ago. He runs a mill up there in Ketchikan.
What's his name?
Roger Fawcett.
Okay.
I got a daughter and granddaughter and a new baby. I haven't even seen them yet.
And where are they?
Ketchikan.
Okay. And what are their names?
There's Janice, Christina, and Roger. There's three of them. And the baby, I can't remember the baby's name. Oh.
How is raising them here in Wrangell? Raising your kids?
They're in Ketchikan.
Did you raise them in Wrangell?
No.
Oh, you raised them in Ketchikan.
Yeah, that's where they're
raising. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You're forgiven.
Oh. Yeah. And then...
Your name's Janet, right?
Janet. So what do you like to do here in Wrangell?
Well, I only do things that are in long-term care because I don't know anybody outside of the facility.
Yeah, and will you say a couple things? Like, what activities have you done there in long-term care?
Well, I guess one of my favorites is playing brain games and puzzles.
Nice.
And we do arts and crafts, and we made decorations for that Christmas tree that went out.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. What did yours look like?
Terrible. Not impressed with my artwork. My brothers all have the talent.
Ah, yeah. Well, tell me, what was life like in Craig?
Well, I grew up there, and there's, you know, very few people, but yeah, life was good. We had a big family, so, you know, we didn't have much, but we played outside a lot. We didn't have all this stuff kids have nowadays.
Definitely, yeah. And what do you think, like, it's smaller than Wrangell, right?
Yes, oh yes.
What do you miss about there?
Well, mostly my family. All my children are there.
They're all in Craig?
Most my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I have a great-great-grandchild.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Yeah. So what did you do when you were raising your children? Like, I mean, obviously you were raising your children, but what was life like then?
It was very good, yes.
Did you have any hobbies?
I was too busy raising my own family. I did a lot of different jobs, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And what's a favorite memory that you have from Craig, living in Craig?
Laura. Should I tell them about how I met Glenn?
Yes.
Should she tell them about how she met Glenn? How she met Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love that story. It's the best story ever.
Here's a good story.
When I was 10 years old, I was looking out my kitchen window of our home, and I saw this young man standing out there on a piling out over our waterfront. And I asked my brother, "Who's that guy?" They said, "That's Glenn Charles." And I told myself, I'm going to marry him one day.
And so, okay, so you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
How old was he?
17.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And then when did you guys start talking? Like,
we were both in the same wedding together. He was an usher and I was a bridesmaid.
And then that's when he...
That's when we started going out.
That's when the sparks happened.
Oh, my spark started long before that.
And then how old were you when you were the... You were the bridesmaid, you said?
Yes.
How old were you?
I think I was 14.
Okay, so you had to wait 4 years.
And we dated 2 years before we got married when I was 16.
Okay. Wait, you got married to your husband, with Glenn,
yes,
when you were 16 years
yes.
old? Wow.
When he asked my dad for my hand in marriage, my dad said, she's awful young. I'd rather you wait a year. And Glenn talked to him a while longer, and my dad said, well, I'll give my consent on one condition.
What was that condition?
That Glenn would finish raising me.
Oh. Were you in school then?
I was.
And you graduated?
No, I didn't. Oh. I got married.
You got married, yeah. And then Glenn, in quotation marks, finished raising you.
Yeah.
Aww.
I got smart with him one day, and after we were married, I thought it was funny. He didn't. He took me over his knee and spanked me. I was so mad, I was ready to divorce him.
How old were you then?
About 17.
Okay, 1 year into marriage.
Of course I didn't.
Yeah.
You're too much in love.
Oh, yeah. And so have you been together? Like, you've been, how old are you?
I'm 84.
84, yeah.
He passed away 24 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. So you were together for about 50?
Almost 50 years.
About yes. 50 years, yeah. And then, Charlotte, how long were you married for? Are you still married?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been married for?
I'm not married.
You're married.
Oh.
We're married 2 years.
Yeah.
Quit lying.
When did the sparks happen?
Can't have any kids, so kind of messed me up there. Mm. But
yeah. And then Elmer, how long have you been married for?
No one was. I think I was 21.
If he was born in 29.
And I'm 60 now, so you know I'm older. How old am I?
1950 to now.
So 1950 until now, right? Around there. Okay. 50. Right 70. Close to there someplace. I got out of the army and...
So about, I'm, I think, 70 years? 60. Is that right? 70 years? 74 years.
At
You've
least.
Been married.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Why? She's still alive and still beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just a lucky man.
Yeah. You are. Yep. I would agree.
Oh, yeah.
So, Elmer, is there anything you would like to tell the Wrangell community about your experience with life thus far?
With by who?
Living this...
In Wrangell?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat, otherwise I wouldn't be here. And it's probably one of the safest places in Alaska. You know, if a tsunami comes, you got to always take a look at the islands on the maps. You'll see why you ain't going to get none of them big ocean swells and that comes up the Gulf. Some of those waves are 200-300 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
You know, and when they crash the beach, they make a splash. Take trees out and all that.
Yeah.
But Wrangell, if you look at the map, you see it's a safe, one of the safest places in Alaska.
Yeah.
And it's not big enough to have a fight in, you know. So it's got all the rest of stuff the rest of the country got. You got a creek right close by it. You can go up, you know. And lots of country to hunt in, lots of fishing ground. They can't take that away from you if you get swamped or somebody starts another scrap someplace. You might have to leave town to go shoot back, but it's better to move away from town to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's small enough, they ain't going to attack it for any reason. You just all you got to do is look at the map.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of the safest places in Alaska.
Yeah.
Ain't no real big planes can land in here. And if they come in with a ship, there's not that much room for ships to run around in here either.
That's true.
They have to stay on the ocean. So it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
And they're not big enough to bomb out. A bomb costs as much as a town. You know, it just the way you look at things.
Definitely.
Yeah. And all the people are good. Everybody, you can know everybody in a day or two, you know. So they're all friends. And it's a friendly town. People help each other once in a while. Works out pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly the reason why I stayed. Well, my wife likes the town, so whatever she likes, I like.
That's good. That's important. Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to say before we
you? Wrangell is a good place to be. Not too many people can move on. And it's got pretty good roads, you know. It just all put in and so you can get out of the way from things for a while. It's just a comfortable place.
Yeah.
And you can go fishing outside. If you want to go down the harbor and catch a king salmon or a halibut, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can eat all the time. There's always something. And you can grow good gardens here. You know, the temperatures are. It's just an ideal place and too small to bomb out. Not worth it.
Not worth it.
Yeah. No, they come down here, they have to bring in all kinds of junk. I think everybody got a rifle or two and bullets if they will come to that. We could bushwhack them. So that's the way I look at it.
Thank you so much.
You got to look at some place to protect yourself.
It's true.
I don't think we ever get a tsunami, and there's too many islands in between the ocean and here. It's just a safe place.
Yeah.
And you can go up the river, you go all over the place, hunt, eat, you can get fish or food any place around the country. It's just an ideal place. So I stayed here.
That's great. Yeah. And you're here. You're still here. Yep.
Still here.
That's right. And that's good.
I don't know how many more days, but I'll be here few more minutes, I think.
A long time.
Is it? Wow. I ain't got that much longer. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Elmer, for sharing your life with us.
I don't know. I just love Wrangell, and all the people are like family, you know? Just if you're ornery or a crook, he gives himself away and they get hauled off to the jug. So it ain't a very good place to hide. A couple of them thought they were going to go hide up to Bradfield like that. They went on a boat. They know where they're at. They just go get them.
Yeah.
Of course, up the head, you can... It's one of the safest places in Alaska, I think. It's too small to really start a scrap with. You probably could take quite a bit of it out with a bomb, but I don't think it could spread very far.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
It can't happen. The bomb's worth more than a town. You know, and everybody got a gun, so to pick it, to have a pretty good tussle on their hands, I would say, if the guys think anywhere like me. Lots of trees on here. They have to blast them all off the island, too.
Oh, no. Hope, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Nope. That's why I'm here.
That's right. Thanks so much, Elmer. And Charlotte, is there anything else you would like to tell the Wrangell community about, you know, life? Like your experience in life?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. What about you, Janet? Would you like to tell the Wrangell community anything about your experience? Anything else about your experience in life? Like what life is about?
I just try to face each day as it comes, and I try to keep a positive attitude about everything.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we can do.
And the favorite thing on the weekend, I get to go to church.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for coming in and sharing little bits of your life with us and, you know, the Wrangell community. So that was Janet and Charlotte and Elmer Mork. And Laura and Danica came in from long-term care to help them to come here and talk. We are now, I believe, going to jump into World Cafe.